Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of partaking of the heavenly life that you predestined us to have. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the name above every name, because our name, everything finds true life in you, and everything comes to perfection and into its rightful place in you. And thank you, Lord, that we were predestined in you before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in the love of the Father. So thank you for calling us back so that we can now, as part of the family, enjoy you and be led by you as you are the shepherd and we are the sheep, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 15, verse 1 to 3. Then the Pharisees and religious scholars came from Jerusalem and asked Jesus this question: why do your disciples ignore the traditions of our elders? For example, they don't ceremonially wash their hands before they eat bread. And Jesus answered, and why do you ignore the command of God because of your traditions?
Yeah, so just here you just seen, you know, that yeah, Jesus is listening to the commands of God. He's the one that has, we were all predestined, this whole earth and everything was predestined in, because he's a name above every name. And then so wonderful that he could say to his disciples, so that's important, we become, we called, we are dedicated, disciplined disciples, and then he would say the same thing to us. And what did he say? Don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And now that we have been born again, have entered into the kingdom of God, have come now to all the eternal realities, this is the reality we walk in. We've been separated from the futile traditions of our parents, of mankind, and we have come to the eternal reality of a God that loves us. Big brother that has saved us in every way. You can't just split them up. We have come to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit that has saved us in every way. We are part of that family. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. So that is the reality. That's the reality we must take hold of and stay in tune as obedient children now. We draw close. I think of Isaiah 50 from verse 4 to 11. There you got the key of being a beloved son. You got the key of being discipled. Morning by morning you hear. You are inspired. God lights a fire. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit lights a fire. And we walk accordingly. We stay in tune. And we therefore, as it goes on in the chapter, Isaiah 50 from verse 4 to 11, we encourage the weary, and then we also go through any obstacles and we stay strong. We make our face like flint. Why? Because we won't be ashamed when we trust in God. And so the trials and the tribulations that come is an opportunity to see God, and we shine. So he says in that, if you haven't got light and you need encouragement, this is where you got to go to. And as disciples, we need to come to this every morning so that we can partake of the commandments of God. What's the commandments of God? His wonderful love for us, the plan, the story that is written for us, the name that we have in the name of Jesus, in the Father's heart, through the power of the Holy Spirit. That is what God is bringing to pass in this land. What no eye has seen nor ears heard, God reveals it to us by the Spirit. So stay in tune. The creation is waiting for the sons of God. So stay in tune with your God. Dedicated, disciplined children of the living God, born from above for a time such as this. Amen.
Amen.